the CCNR committee meeting on Monday, May 6th. It's now 5:33 p.m. And would somebody call the meeting to order? Would you take a roll call?
Absolutely. All right. Chair Dunn.
Present.
Vice Chair Bazin.
Present.
Director Israel.
Present.
Committee Member Calvert.
Present.
And Committee Member Eastwood.
Present.
Okay, GM.
Present.
And CCNR Officer present, Jim Walker.
Thank you. Public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes, except with the consent of the committee, individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by majority vote. Now, the next item on the agenda is, do we have a motion for approval of the agenda as presented?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the agenda as presented. Those in favor of approving the agenda as presented, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Having heard no objection, the agenda is approved as presented. The second item on the agenda, approval of conformed agenda. Do we have a motion to approve the conformed agenda as presented?
I move to approve.
Okay. Okay. All right. We have a motion to approve the agenda and a second. Do we have any discussion or shall we move forward and take the vote? Are those in favor of accepting the approved conformed agenda, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. No objection. The conformed agenda is approved. Open forum. We have no member of the public. Therefore, the open forum is just not going to happen. Okay. Item number 3, monthly staff report. Jim?
Okay. Thank you. On our monthly staff report, you guys, at the end of the agenda is the breakdown of that. And as noted in the previous meeting, we were able to get together with Comcast to put the initial start updates on those. It did take some reconfiguration and some money, but we got it put in there. So with that being said, in CCNR, we had, at the end of April, we had 58 open cases. 13 of those courtesy notices. Initial notices were 8, final notices were 7, pre-legal notices were 5. Some of those are on hold. If there's any questions, I can let you know.
What were the outside agency ones?
Didn't get there yet. Referred to legal 0 and outside agencies, and there goes my computer because that's dead too. The computer's not surviving.
Good. Oh, you've got it right now.
Yeah, I've got it right. So outside agencies is
great.
So the outside agencies, Mr. Bazet, one of them is a fire issue. That's the one, let's see if we go to the outside agencies listed. Toronto Road, this outside agency, this one was sent up to the county for an illegal structure on the property that's up against the property line. And El Dorado County has asked us to send any of those big metal steel structures that are used for housing, like motorhomes, RVs, stuff like that. If we notice them put up against the house or up against the fence line or property line, they county has asked us to forward those to them.
There's so many out there,
there's
aren't there?
There's a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So last month we sent, just out of RJ, we sent 7 up to them.
Wow.
So up against, when you say up against, is that on the line within a couple couple of feet. What's is it?
So El Dorado County's setback requirement off the property line, including eaves, is 5 feet. Ours is 10 feet.
That's from the neighbor's property line for
from
a common.
The joint property line.
Yeah, joint property line. Okay, 10 feet.
Side line.
All right, so 10 feet.
It's 10 feet. Under certain circumstances, we may be able to make some exceptions to that setback. But in the case of RJ Ranch, they have 5-foot setbacks, which do match code, and that's why those that were on the property might be sent up there. So Toronto was an outsized one. The other ones from RJ, we didn't write up cases. We just sent them to the county because of it's a county code.
With the same issue?
Yes, yeah, same
okay.
issue.
Okay, thank you.
The other, CCR 211018, referred to outside agency, that's for Hillcrest. That has been with the fire department now since 3/11/21. According to CAL FIRE, they only have like a 3-week period where they can work on a fire hazard house, actually developed parcel. If it's just an empty parcel with weeds, they can work on it for 3 months during the weed abatement season. However, when it's a developed parcel, it then has to go through the state.
Is this a house or an empty lot?
It's a house. And it's got fences falling down, siding in disrepair, pallets stacked up on the side of the house.
Wow.
It's a pretty heavy firehouse.
Okay, thank you.
So that's for the fire department. The last one, Country Club. This is at the corner of Country Club and Royal. This is 2879 Country Club. This is a particular house that we have been working with multiple agencies, El Dorado County, Sheriff's Department, Adult Protective Services. Those are currently in the hands of all those other agencies. When we recently asked for help, and they told us, they pretty much just told us they'll deal with it, that we didn't need to send any more information. So those have been listed as outside agency. All three of these have been on this list for a long time, and while we've been told to send them to those agencies, they haven't been effectively worked on. The Country Club one was worked on once until it was cleaned up. Now the issue's back with people living in the backyard trash and people that don't live there living on the property. So it's an interesting situation, one that we continuously follow up with Sheriff and County Code Office, but we cannot follow up with Adult Protective Services because that's all classified. Does that help?
Thank you. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So which one is the Federal Protective Service case?
That's the CCR 201010 Country
that's the
Club,
country
2879
club.
Country Club. So, and then last month we had 8 clear cases and 11 new cases. So is there any more questions on the CCMI side? Hearing none. B, architectural review projects. You might notice in the performed agenda, I think we have for the whole month of March 11 projects that were done. Yep. In the month of April, we had 26 reviewed, 25 approved. So more than double. Sun came out. We're getting on their projects. We already are on that same pace, if not more, for the month of May. So that's a good thing. With those projects, we had 12 roofs, 1 solar, 1 tree removal, 1 fence, 4 ADUs or JADU,
wow.
1 swimming pool, 1 exterior house paint, 1 exterior renovation, 1 siding replacement, 1 shed, and 1 window. ADU is additional dwelling unit.
JADU is
junior additional dwelling. Yeah. Okay.
Are they the ones that you just truck in and drop off, or are they like that?
You know, it's
I think they build them.
I do have particular ADU companies that are prefabricated makers of homes, and because of the new ADU law, they're very smart. They've switched over to another niche. My only request is when they apply, I do always ask them, is this going to be built from the ground up, or are you planning on shipping something in? I make sure that it's built from the ground up so that it matches the existing dwelling.
Is that a requirement for us or for code?
Now, most of our CC&Rs do say that no structures can be moved from one place to a lot. Now, We do make the exception with something like a tough shed, right? But we still do make sure that if a tough shed's going in, if the house is shiplap, the shed is shiplap. If the house is T111, the shed is T111. And we make sure that the roof treatment and color matches the home.
Okay.
But with ADUs, we do try to get a little bit more strict in your storage shed and make sure they're building something from the ground up. Does that help?
So that doesn't conflict with the state law?
Well, here's the other thing, and this is why we cannot contest it. ADUs and JDHUs trump all CC&Rs or even HOAs. So it does make you
wonder. I didn't know that.
It does make you wonder in communities like Serrano.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got some big lots
in
there.
In Toronto, you have to ask what you can plant in your backyard. I can imagine they would allow.
And you got to match the paint.
Well, you don't have any choice.
Oh, you got to match everything. But the thing is, you know, that's an HOA that takes a lot of pride in having visibility front and back.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, and even then, and even our own neighborhoods, let's say someone wants to put an ADU in Eastwood Park. Well, Eastwood Park CC&Rs only allow one car in a drive-through. In a driveway.
Oh.
So what's going to happen if you end up with ADUs in the backyards of that kind of community? And now we have four or five cars and driveways on the street. This was one of the things that, in my opinion, was not very well thought out by our government.
Grandma doesn't need a car, though.
It should have been. I personally think ADUs should be restricted to one acre or more lots.
Are we pointing out those sorts of issues to the permit?
We
do. When people call in, if it's a highly restrictive area with some of the other restrictions, do let them know exactly.
Yeah, these are your restrictions.
Even though you can have your ADU, you still have to.
We provide that in writing, though, to them as part of the approval process.
It doesn't go on the approval letter. I do review it with every applicant that comes in, making sure that they are aware of their CC&Rs. But it's going to be kind of hard to read. I can
sign a copy of it. Give it to.
Exactly.
A copy of what?
The CC&R.
As part of the introduction process, Dave, you have to sign a copy. That way you can prove this all.
He's talking about with an ADU.
Well, no, even with an ADU, if there's other restrictions that would make it hard.
I agree. I think on our ADU, our ARC approval letters for ADUs, we should put in that nomenclature that says all other restrictions or allowances per the CC&R still apply.
Except they're trumped by the state law.
They're trumped? No.
No. But
only
talking
the
about
setbacks of the ADU and the right to have the ADU. But like the parking restrictions, those will still
those
apply.
Are still in effect. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you can't go park his boat out in the street
for
all summers.
Right. Grandma doesn't have a boat anyway.
Can I talk to them about
Grandma
this?
Grandma doesn't.
Let them know.
I don't think.
No.
Grandma's going to come beat you up.
All right, I'm looking for you.
I jumped in the parachute
in 95.
Okay, guys. So that's finishing off item B. Any questions for architectural review other than what was just requested? Okay, good. And item number four, if I may continue, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is for, we're seeking approval on item A, CCR 21-1001. This is 2431 Melodon Lane. As you can see, this started in 2021, the first case in 2021. And it originally went all the way to pre-legal before it got cleaned up the first time, and now it's all back. So the same trailer that we had to abate and the same boat that we had to abate back then is back. And you can see in your pictures, we have a fishing boat in front of the small bay of the garage, and we have the big dump trailer out on the street.
The same owner, right?
The same owner, and they are in the business of landscape. But they do have a side gate yard that they can put all of this stuff in the back. When we abated it last time, most of this stuff was then returned to the back. Now, we've been following this case for about the last 2-3 weeks to make sure that we're not just chasing a trailer that was maybe just overnight. This stuff has been out again for 2-3 weeks. Staff is requesting that we just go right back to pre-legal, issue the pre-legal notice, hope that that resolves the issue again for a time again. And if we have to revisit this case again, we would probably step it up to go into legal, because this will be their second pre-legal notice.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Do we get attorney's fees out of this?
No. The only way we can recover attorney fees is if we actually go to court for a settlement that does determine that we are paying.
So Jim, question on this. The dump trailer is part of his business, is that correct?
Yeah.
So I remember when I was on this committee, we did create an exemption process. Maybe that's not the right word. But you could get an exemption up to a year, or allowing you to have a commercial vehicle or business vehicle. Is that even an option for this?
Not for this one, because we... first of all, I think what you're talking about is a variance.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thanks.
And
yeah.
We determined about a year ago that these variances were being taken advantage of. So a variance maybe was given to somebody for like 3 months, 6 months.
Right.
One, a variance can only be given if the CC&R say that a variance can be given. That's one. And two, they were being taken advantage of, where an applicant would then come in and say, I'd like to renew my variance. Well, if you've had a year to try and resolve the issue, you shouldn't be asking for a variance. If that's the case, then you're just telling any business, if you get a variance, you can put all this stuff in your frontage. It's not fair to the other residents. And we've actually had three other violations around this residence that we've had to clean up, with the same kind of boats or motorhomes or trailers.
Okay.
So out of fairness, when they have the actual storage for it, they just need to put it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are requesting a recommendation. Typically the violation status we pick up where it left off. Since the case opened up 13 months later, we're requesting to reissue that pre-legal notice where they left off, as opposed to going to the next step. Also, to try and help save legal fees. But when you get an abatement during pre-legal, it saves our legal costs.
Have you talked to the property owner?
They've never responded in any of our notices. Never. I spoke with them once when I first came on board. I spoke mm-hmm. with the wife out in the driveway. Mm-hmm. Talked to her about her CC&Rs. Mm-hmm. She just said, okay.
Do we have any more leverage when it is a business?
If it's a business, they're supposed to have a business license at Adel County.
So, is that another avenue for us?
Avenue for us on abatement is to turn them into county for.
That was what I was thinking about.
Because county code has their own allowances on what you're allowed to have for a business as well. And usually it's based on the size of your lot.
So have we done that?
On this one?
Yeah. Is that, why have we not done it then, I guess?
Because we have been getting action through
Okay, so if we weren't getting action, then we might pursue this other court.
When we have troubles with action, either we go to legal, or if we find it's also a county code violation, we'll send it up to county.
Okay.
So right now you're asking the committee to approve.
Yeah.
So do we have a motion?
But which one is it?
I got to do it.
You got the right language.
I'll move to move CCR 21-1001 to pre-legal status.
A second.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We have a motion on the table. We have a second on the table. Do we have any other discussion? If not, you will take a vote. Those in favor of approving this to pre-legal, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. No objection, the motion passes. Jim, you can move forward.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is staff updates. Back to you, Jim.
Okay. On our neighborhood campaigns right now, we're... Cameron Park number 3 is a very large neighborhood, so we actually have that chunked into sections. Right now we're at Norwood, Kimberly, and Oakwood. This one we are specifically just focusing on trailered items and stored items that may be in the driveway, eyesore-type stored items. Right now, when it comes to materials, we are seeing a lot more landscape-type materials coming in because people are refreshing their landscape. So we're not going after that. We're looking more for appliances, trash, that kind of stuff. And then when it comes to trailered items, any kind of trailered item we're looking at, with the exception of maybe just your little utility trailer that people sometimes use in and out. But mainly recreational. We're hitting that recreational season. So just in the last 2 weeks, well, just even today, I just issued 7 notices that we're on boats alone. So people are pulling their boats out, getting them conditioned, cleaning them up, getting them ready for the season. Some are going to a lake. They're going to a berth somewhere. Others are just being pulled out to be cleaned up, but we're quickly trying to get on top of those. So when it comes to Knollwood, Kimberly, and Oakwood, that's what we're really focusing on. And we've been having some success. Some of our biggest blight options on Oakwood, for example, we had a giant silver stream in front of a house that's been beautifully renovated, and we fought it for 2 years, and we finally got it resolved underneath this neighborhood campaign. So, and since everybody in the neighborhood is putting stuff away, other neighbors are reacting to that and putting other stuff away. So it's working really well. We're always overlapping from one neighborhood campaign to another. And we're finding, since we are so light-staffed and we are so light on funding, the neighborhood campaigns work help us out quite a bit in most neighborhoods. Neighborhood with 20 violations, put out the neighborhood campaign, 20 letters go out to them. And then we go back for inspection and we're down to 10 or 12. It cuts our workload down. And it gives the owner of that property the opportunity to show, hey, I am a good neighbor. I'll take care of that. So. Item number B, CCNRA and ARC. Department publicized a new program we're calling Site Assistance. This program reminds residents that an ARC staff member can, by appointment, meet with a homeowner at their property to review new projects and guide them through their CCNRs. This is to ensure that their project meets the CCNR criteria, as we want to help our residents complete their projects without any costly corrections or removals. Since this announcement began, we started this announcement in April, I've already had 6 appointments and gone out and helped people find out what they can and cannot do. Some of them are even with the violations, where they've got a trailer. And you know, I visited one, and they said, well, what can we do? And I said, your neighborhood doesn't allow trailers on the property at all. But I use it as a greenhouse.
So you have the resources to do this.
We try to work with them. Yeah, I mean, I see the situation they're in. But, you know, if you're going to build a fence, make sure you build a good fence screen so I can't see that doggone thing and neither can your neighbors. Because if we have to abate, they'll point fingers. Otherwise, if you want to switch it, sell that and work with us to put in a greenhouse, I'll work with you on that too. That's a good example of one of those that we went on. Any questions about site assistance? This is a good program. None?
Well, I think it's a good way to go. I mean, it's.
And we're publicizing it on all our platforms. We put it out in our newsletter. We put it out in the, our social media outlets. Haley and Sadecki out of our recreation department, she puts together all these publications. And in April, that's the one we did to try and get people to contact us before they get going on a project.
So I'm proactive.
I'm being faced with trying to having to take down so many fences right now. And it's a battle. It's a battle and a half. You know, you spend thousands of dollars on something and then have to be told that it needs to be cut down. So that's item B. Item C. CCR 231014, this is 2885 Holly Hills. This is one we did come through CCNR. They did have an illegal fence. They've got a 3-foot retaining wall on the frontage with a 6-foot fence put on top of it, so they got a 9-foot fence out in their frontage. We worked with him to say, look, we understand the retaining wall because it is a drainage issue, and his finished grade up at the lot is way up here. The retaining wall was to secure the drainage. It actually all comes down to his lot. So, and then it goes under at his mailbox underneath the road and out. So in order for them to eliminate erosion, they put in the retaining wall up to finish grade of the lot. So we worked with them and said, okay, if you're going to do closed construction, can't exceed 42 inches. Open construction, or 40 inches and 42 inches. It's not much of a difference. This is per county code too. So they went through ARC, got their approval for that, and their due date to have that fence fixed from a 6-foot dog ear down to a 40-inch dog ear, they're down to one more week. They have not done the improvements. It's been 90 days. After 90 days, our ARC letters give you 90 days to start a project and then work it through diligently to completion. Hasn't been started yet. So the reason why I'm giving you this update is because if it's not completed by our next CC&R meeting, I've got to go legal. Any questions on that one? You all got to see Holly Hills. You know which property mm-hmm. you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Item D, CCR 221099. This is Sheridan Road and 3605 Milbury are on pre-legal hold. I mentioned this in our report. We have a couple on hold. While neighborhood campaigns continue, because we're trying to make sure everything else is cleaned up around them, these two addresses did come forward when we were in violation and said there's more than what you're seeing out there. So we started a neighborhood campaign. We did find more, like they said. And we've been working, one of these even was a site assistance, working with them to get their screens up to block their trailers. Stuff like that. So these pre-legal items, Milbury and Sheridan, are currently on hold. Okay, out of fairness.
Have they resolved their issue?
No.
And their
issue. The ones around
was...
them, though, are working on payment as well.
So. Okay.
We got a lot of it cleaned up on both properties. It's mm-hmm. not 100%. The Sheridan property, for example, that was a joint effort also with County Cook because they had solid waste on the property.
As long as they're working towards it and you're satisfied.
Yeah, they're working towards it, but the trailer, they basically told us, we're not going to touch the trailer until you get the other trailer issues taken care of. That doesn't hold in court. I mean, a case is a case-by-case basis. However, when we did that campaign, we did find a lot. And so we wanted to work with everybody else to get that resolved. The reason why this Sheridan case came up is it was a real estate complaint because the house across the street could not sell with as bad a shape as the Sheridan house was in.
So how many more trailers are in the neighborhood that you have there?
On Sheridan alone, we have, I think it's 4 or 5. It was around 7, but I'm down to about 3 that are still working on their screen.
That's tough. So you're going to get to them last, then? Is that your plan?
We're evaluating inside the office because this Sheridan one, while they had solid waste, they had weed abatement issues, they had flooding issues, they had a roof issue, so many different things. And like I said, piece by piece, it's been hit. The trailer is actually a smaller trailer. Small enough that they can put it in the garage, but they just keep telling us that they're not going to put it in the garage because the garage floods. However, you can see boxes in the garage when the garage is open, so it's like, okay. Trailer has wheels, boxes don't.
And the boxes don't flood. Only the trailer.
Put them in the trailer sits outside.
Yeah. So eventually we'll have to address it. But it's not as big of a concern as some of the other ones around them. They're bigger trailers.
Yeah, the problem is until you get the others abated, he can see a pattern of practice. Is not to enforce, and why are you picking on me?
Well, he is.
I'm always the victim.
He started the process.
I know. I know.
So, I mean, you can't say that.
Yeah. That's exactly why I'm doing this, is so you can't say that.
Right. We get it.
You gotta do it backwards.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Items for future CCNR committee agendas. Committee? No? Okay. Items to take to the board of directors?
At this point, we don't have anything here. There's no appeals at this point, which would be one of those that would go to the board of directors too.
Matters to and from committee members and staff.
Yes, we're another spot where I ask about you guys' attendance for next month. Is there any absences planned for next month? I'm looking at Terry down the way there.
June 3rd, right?
I believe June 3rd. Good. Everybody planning on being here?
Yes.
And I will be evaluating a lot more. Next month might have a bigger pre-legal request list. We have been depending a lot on neighborhood campaigns because they have been successful. But we do have some stuff that I think they're going to receive some resistance. So we might have to go there. Or, so, I mean, just based on our report alone, having a big final notice list is where I'm looking at.
So in July, the first Monday is on the 1st of the, it's the 4th of July week, which the 4th of July is on a Thursday. I don't know if we go with that, cancel it, or schedule it at a different time, but we can figure that out next month.
I'm sorry,
4th of July, our CCNR meeting would be on the 1st, the scheduled one, of that week that people might be gone.
Yeah, but you don't want to push it because then it...
Then it falls on a rough.
It's too close to the, well, although not much goes to the board from CCNR, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's a conflict either way.
Yeah.
Because if you roll it to the next Monday, you're still, you got the 4th of July.
Yeah, I know. No good choices. Yeah.
But we can, maybe that's why, like I said, maybe we try to handle the bulk of our stuff next month in June.
Yeah.
So we can have a lighter agenda in July.
Yeah.
I do know that I may have a schedule conflict in August, and I'll get those dates because I'm supposed to be gone the first week of August, but I'm still working on getting around that.
Okay. All right. That brings us to the end of the agenda. We'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
Second. Okay. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.
I need a...
Sure.
That was quick. Okay, the closed session will be in our offices because the play monitor went down.
Technology.
And you know what? Stop it. Yeah.
Either I call you in.